The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly, who join with our sponsors in urging you to support the Red Cross immediately and to the best of your ability. A donation to the Red Cross is an investment in humanity. Thank you. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson and the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Why. Circus Day in Westful Vista. The town is plastered with posters, and our hero is the proud possessor of 2 general admission tickets. He is all of a twitter to get going. And here, urging his better half to more speed, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, come on, Molly. I want to get to the circus and see that hula dancer shake it up.
What? Hey,
shake it up, Molly.
Now listen here. All right, dearie, all right. We've plenty of time.
No, we haven't. We're so late now, I better call a cab.
What, call a cab to go to a circus?
Why, certainly. Why not?
Well, it just doesn't seem the right spirit somehow. It's like wearing evening clothes to a fish fry.
Just the same, I ain't going to miss any of this circus by being late. Give me the phone. Hello, operator. Give me the whistle for Mr. Taxi... Oh, is that you, Mert?
Oh.
How's every little thing, Mert? There's, eh? What's, eh, Mert? Your aunt. Got beat up by your uncle, eh?
Oh, heavenly days. How brutal.
What do you mean, brutal? Her uncle got up first this morning and had the coffee all made by the time she was out of bed. What's, eh, Mert? Oh, no answer at the cab company, eh? Oh, he must be out. Okay, Mert. Thanks.
Well, I tell you, it'll do us good to walk here.
Boy, will I be glad to get a smell of a real circus again. It'll bring back the old days when I was a bull boss with the old Woggin' Back and Hollis outfit.
Bull boss?
Yeah, in charge of the elephants.
Oh.
What'd you think I meant?
Well, not that.
Oh. Well, sir, I'll never forget one time we was playing in punk...
Hello, daughter. Hello, Johnny. Say, where are you kids going to spend your summer vacation?
Well, we haven't decided yet, Mr. Oldtimer. Why?
Well, I just wanted to suggest the Canadian Rockies.
Why the Canadian Rockies?
Well, I got a nephew up there I'd kind of like to see again. Thought you might have room for me in the back seat, kids. I wouldn't be any trouble, honest. I'm loads of fun.
Well, if we go that way, we'll let you know, Oldtimer. But I must say, you're the first living room hitchhiker I ever met.
That's very good,
Mickey. Seeing that I'm in a liberal mood today, Johnny, I'd say that was pretty good. But it ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to t'other feller, hey, man. Looks like television is really here, don't it? Imagine seeing and hearing programs hundreds of miles away, Yep, says t'other feller. And you can smell some of them even farther than that. Nothing personal, kid.
Well, thank you.
Now, don't forget, if you go to the Canadian Rockies this summer, I'm going along. And you'll never regret it till it's too late. Well, so long, kid.
Come on, hurry up, will you, Molly? I got to...
Well, I am hurrying,
well,
McGee.
We get...
My goodness, anybody think you never saw a circus
well.
Before? Say, incidentally, how much did the ticket set you back?
Not a dime. Not a thin, shiny, well-worn dime, baby. I got these tickets the easy way. Professional curtsy.
Meaning what?
Well, you see, it was this way. I agreed... Oh, shucks, we'll never get to the circus this way.
No.
Come in.
I'm going to the circus. I'm going to the circus.
Wait a minute. What you so excited about, Gildersleeve? So are we going to the circus.
Well, I wish I could be as enthusiastic as you two. To me, a circus is just a number two road company of the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Is that so? Well, I don't care so much about the animals. But, oh, boy, do I like those trapeze performers.
Yeah, and the trick riding.
And the tightrope walkers.
Yeah.
Gee, I love tightrope walkers. When they jump up on a rope like this and balance.
Get down off of the back of that Davenport, Mr. Gildersleeve.
You're a hard woman, Mrs. McGee.
Hey, Gildy.
What?
You got tickets, or are you going to crawl under the tent?
Well, I got tickets, but I got a good notion to crawl under the tent anyway. Just for old time's sake, McGee.
Yeah, me too. How about it, Molly? You game to
no. try? No, I'm not. If you two want to act like you're still wearing short pants, don't expect me to act the same. Oh! Oh, dear.
That's all right, Mrs. McGee. I didn't get it.
Well, you coming along with us, Gilly?
No, thanks. I like to prowl around alone.
Oh.
You know, last year I walked right up and talked to one of the lady acrobats.
No, did you, honest?
I sure did, McGee.
Gee,
she was pretty. I still got a spangle she dropped off her dress. Look.
Oh, boy, what do you want for it?
What'll you give me?
Oh, yeah. Heavenly days. Come on, McGee, I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. This way, Gildersleeve.
Where are you going, McGee?
Out the back door.
What's the matter with the front door?
Won't open.
Why not, McGee?
Got circus posters plastered all over it.
What?
What? Fibber McGee, what on earth?
Now, wait a minute, Molly. It was just a professional curtsy. You don't think they give me these two tickets for nothing, do you?
Street in every city, there are cars right now that need Johnson's Car New. Cars that look dull and dingy because their owners still think it's expensive or hard work to clean and wax polish them. Now, before Johnson Chemists developed the sensational Car New, this was true. But today, with Car New, you can both clean and wax polish your car in one easy operation. Two jobs at one and the same time, in half the time it used to take. Every housewife knows how Johnson's self-polishing glow coat has taken the labor out of floor polishing. And soon, every car owner will know how Car New has taken both the hard work and the high cost out of car polishing. Car New is a liquid. You simply apply it with a cloth, massaging the finish gently. It dries to a white powder, wipe off the powder, and you'll say with thousands of other car owners from coast to coast, your car looks like new when you use Car New. Buy a can right away from your regular wax dealer, auto supply store, or service station.
Hey, Molly, I'm going to buy a toy whip.
What for?
I don't know. I always buy a toy whip.
All right,
I guess...
folks, step right up and quench your thirst with nice, fresh glass of Punk lemonade. It reads refreshing, exhilarating, stimulating. Get your Punk lemonade here. Punk lemonade, get it, get
hey,
it.
Hey, Bud, you mean pink lemonade, don't you?
You tried it, folks?
No, we haven't.
Get your Punk lemonade here.
place who sells the toy whips. I think I'll get one with a red tassel. I had one last...
Hi, mister. Hi.
Oh, hello there, little girl. Ain't lost, are you?
No, are you?
No. Now, don't tell me you're here all alone.
All righty. I won't say a word about it, I bet
you. What? You mean you are?
No.
No what?
Hmm?
Are you here all alone or not?
No. I came with my daddy.
Oh.
He's over there buying some cotton candy.
You like cotton candy?
No. No, but he does.
Oh, I see. Well, this must be a great day for you, sis, coming to a big circus like this. Pretty exciting, ain't it?
Oh, I don't know, mister. The same old stuff. But my daddy gets such a bang out of it, I pretend I love it. Personally, I'd rather stay home with a good book any day.
Well, that's very tactful of you, sis. I hope you'll always try to be a pal to your old man.
Oh, sure. He's a trial at times, but as a rule, he's pretty good. What I always say is, I wouldn't take $1,000,000 for him or give you a dime for another one. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, sis?
There's my daddy eating another hamburger. Huh? He's going to make himself sick eating all that junk. Daddy! Daddy, put that down this minute.
Parents must be a great responsibility to a little squirt like that, eh, Molly?
Yes, they must be.
Yeah.
From what I can judge, a father may bring his little boy out to the circus, but it takes a circus to bring out the little boy in the father.
All right, folks, only a dime, 10 cents, to see Osteo, the human skeleton, who stands 6 feet high in his overcoat and weighs only 47 pounds in his stocking feet.
Wow.
See Osteo, the human skeleton, otherwise known as Benny the Bag of Bones.
Oh,
step right up, folks.
Yeah,
step right up, sir.
Hey, Molly, let's go in and see the human skeleton.
Well, all right, if you want to. But to me, no thin man is any good without Werner Loy.
Hey, Bud, 2 tickets, please.
Thank you, brother, thank you. And if you'll step right in, the lecture is about to begin.
Look at the crowd, would you? What's that automobile got to do with a human skeleton?
I don't know, but he's skinny enough to double as a windshield wiper.
All right, folks, if you'll give me your kind attention, take a good look at Osteo, the human skeleton. But don't crowd him, please. Osteo is easily rattled. Ha, ha! Rattle for the folks, Osteo. Thank you, thank you. And now we will show you how the human skeleton got himself into this deplorable condition. Proceed, Osteo.
Well, look, McGee, he's polishing the automobile.
Exactly, and polishing it the old-fashioned way. That's what happened to Benny the Bag of Bones, folks. Wore himself to a shadow, trying to restore the finish on his automobile with an inferior hard-rubbing cleaner and polish. Now, if he'd only used the new and sensational Johnson's Carnu, the double-action, easy-to-use product that cleans and polishes at the same time, he would no doubt have been as fat and sassy as any of us here today, because... excuse me a minute, folks.
Hey, buddy.
Me? What you want?
Hey, stick around, pal.
Huh?
After this lecture, we put on a special show in the rear tent for men only. 25 cents extra.
Oh boy. For men only, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of a show is it, bud?
You can see the human skeleton polish a trailer.
Buy a toy whip. Wonder where the guy is that sells the toy whip.
Oh, you don't want any of those silly things, McGee. I won't let you spend your money for such fools.
Excuse me, brother, but aren't you Fibber McGee?
Huh? Well, if it ain't my old pal Buster Dawson.
Who's Buster Dawson?
Oh, he's this fellow right here. Well, I'm glad to see you again, Buster. This is my wife, Molly.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Howdy, ma'am. Any wife of McGee's is a friend of mine.
Well, what you doing around here, Buster, old topper?
Oh, didn't you know? I own this circus. Have you folks seen the performance yet?
Well, not as yet, no, Mr. Dawson.
No.
Well, be glad to have you as my guest.
Oh.
Just ask the usher to take you to the owner's box.
Oh, certainly appreciate this, Buster.
Oh, not at all, not at all, McGee. If you have any trouble, just yell for my head roustabout, Slugs McGinty.
Slugs McGinty. Ah, there's a fine old aristocratic name. Old Mayflower stock, I presume?
No, old cauliflower.
I'll Buster you.
Me and Buster here used to be in the circus business together, Molly. I can't remember right now whether he worked for me or whether I worked for him, but we was in the same outfit for years. Wasn't we, Buster?
Yep, and you worked for me, McGee.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I did at that.
Well, now, isn't that nice?
Yes.
Yes, sir. We always used to say that nobody could clean a cage like young Ratface. Remember how we used to call you Ratface, McGee?
Why, no. Great bunch of kidders, them guys, Molly.
Well, McGee, I've got to go check up on
the... Hey, Molly, look. There's Mrs. Uppington.
Well, what on earth is she doing at a circus?
I'll bet she's going to take a lesson from the camels in how to look supercilious.
Say, that the lady you're talking about over there?
Yeah.
She looks sort of familiar to me.
She'd look familiar to anybody who'd ever open up a can of prunes. I never saw such an old pickle. Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uppington? So nice to see you.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. McGee? And Mr. McGee.
Hi, Uppy.
Oh, my goodness. So this is a circus. A great gay, isn't it?
You mean to say you've never been to a circus before, Uppy?
She travels with her own, McGee.
Huh?
Three rings under each eye. Just kidding, Mrs. Uppington.
Oh, certainly, my dear. I always consider the thought.
Well.
Oh, but isn't this interesting? I have just begun to realize what I've been missing all these years. What with my sheltered childhood and strict upbringing, I... Mr. McGee, aren't you forgetting something?
Where's your social graces, McGee?
Huh?
Give Mrs. Uppington a knockdown to Mr. Dawson.
Oh, excuse me. Mrs. Uppington, I'd like to have you meet an old pal of mine, Buster Dawson.
This is Mrs. Abigail Uppington, Mr. Dawson. She's the hot heir in our social register.
How do you do, Mr. Dawson? Charmed, I'm sure.
Mrs. Abigail Uppington, eh? What are you trying to do, Fibber? Kid me? Social leader? Oh, that's a hot one.
Sir, I consider that you owe me an apology.
Oh, lay off, Toots. You're killing me.
What? Toots?
What do you mean, Buster?
Why, don't you recognize her, McGee?
Huh?
Oh, no, I guess she was before your time. Why, when I knew her, she was Mademoiselle Tootsie Latour, Queen of the Bareback Riders. Eh, Toots?
Well, for heavenly days.
I deny everything.
I always wondered how she could stay up on her high horse without being trained for it.
Oh, why don't you break down, Tootsie? You got nothing to be ashamed of. Why, you were the second best rider under canvas.
Second best? And who was better than I? What am I saying?
Uppy, as the cook said to the waiter when he spilled the beans, I guess you've spilled the beans.
Well, really, this is most embarrassing. You never could keep your trap shut, Buster Dawson.
How did you ever come to leave the circus, Abigail?
Well, one night I was doing my double backflip through three paper hoops to a handstand, and something frightened my horse. And I landed on a gentleman's lap in the reserved seat.
No wonder she's always acted so chilly, Molly. She's a Laplander.
And then what happened, Mrs. Uppington? Toots.
That gentleman, my dear, was Mr. Uppington. He proposed to me the moment they revived him.
Ah.
Oh, how I long to be out there again, doing my triple forward somersault over four white horses. Maybe I could fall in love with another gentleman like Mr. Uppington. Or am I just being a silly girl? Well, goodbye, my dear. Goodbye, Mr. McGee. And so long, Buster, you rat.
The King's Men present The Singing Hills.
The Singing Hills. Are singing tonight, and echoing a song of long ago.
The singing hills were singing that night,
that lovely night you said I love you so. The wind in the valley. And in our sweet refrain, but now the wind and I each night we cry,
come back again, come back again.
Though you are gone, the song may that magic night of thrills still echoes through the hills. From far away, I hear you say, I love you so.
Here's the big tent. I'll have to ask an usher where Dawson's private box is, I guess.
Ah, there. Good day, my dear. And hello to you, Windsock.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Boomer?
Hi, Boomer. What you doing here?
Got a temporary appointment as deputy sheriff, Cornpone. On the pickpocket detail.
Oh.
Imagine me on the pickpocket detail. As if picking pockets was ever anything but a detail to me.
So you're a sheriff, eh? Let's see your badge, Boomer.
Quiet little skeptic, aren't you?
You betcha.
Also spelled without the K. Now, let me see. What did I do with that badge? Shall we begin, Begin?
Yes, Goon.
Beg pardon?
Yes, Goon.
You read that wrong, Molly. It says, yes, go on.
Oh. Thank you. Now, let me see. Where did I put that sheriff's badge? Had it right here a minute ago. Badge, badge, badge. Here's a nice little Swiss watch. I think it's a Swiss watch. Fellow certainly yodeled when I took it. Snapshot of Billy Rose's aquacade. Never saw so many chorus girls in one dive in my life. The handful of upset diamonds. No, I mean unset. It was the jeweler who was upset. Here's an old passport of mine. I was quite a wealthy man when I first came to this country. Had 53 pieces of luggage.
Heavenly days. 53 pieces.
Yes, indeed. Deck of cards and a blackjack. Ah, what's this? Oh, yes. The inevitable check for an abbreviated beer. Oh, well, imagine that. No deputy sheriff's badge. I've been robbed. Help! Police! Deputy sheriff! Somebody get him! Quick! Help!
That guy's as crooked as a snake's hind leg.
Dog's hind leg, dearie.
I know, but I like dogs. Oh, well, let's go on in, Molly. Imagine us sitting right in the owner's private box.
General admission tickets, please.
Oh, here you are, bud. Come on, Molly.
Well, listen now. How do we find Mr. Dawson's private box?
Oh, we'll find it. If not, we can always ask for Spuds or Chug or Thug. What did he say that guy's name was?
Well, I don't remember. Ask the usher.
Oh, hey, usher, where's Mr. Dawson's private box?
Right here, Mr. First box on the left.
Oh, thank you. Oh, aren't these lovely seats, dearie?
Yes, sir. Some stuff, huh? Best in the house. Well, it sure pays to have friends, don't it, Molly? It
certainly does.
Won't be long now.
All right, you two. Out of them seats, them's reserved for the boss.
Now, listen, it's all right, boy. We're Mr. Dawson's guests.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me see your pass.
I ain't got a pass, bud. Me and Buster's old pal.
Sure.
I used to know him way back in
the old... Come on. Quit stalling out of them seats.
Now, wait a minute, bud. Don't get so tough. You can't throw us out of here.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, who's going to stop me? You and who else?
Me and who else? Who's that fella Buster told us he yelled for? Oh, yeah. Me and McGillicuddy, that's who. Hey, McGillicuddy!
I'm not scared of you and all your friends. Now get out of that box before I drag you.
McGee, maybe we better go back and...
Now, don't worry, Molly. I know how to handle this. Hey, McGillicuddy! No, that's not it.
Oh, hey, McGonagall, I need you.
All right, cut out that yelling. You're creating a disturbance.
Hey, McGarity.
I warned you to pipe down. Now take this.
See here, mister, stop that this instant.
Yeah, cut that out. Oh, McGinnis. Oh, my goodness.
For heaven's sakes, McGee, quick. Think of that man's name.
Oh, I got it. I remember now. Hey, Mc... Oh, that read it. I forgot it again.
All right, scram, stupid.
I won't do it. Hey, McGibney, McSweeney, McDonald, McCushla.
Now listen, Tommy. You're getting in my hair.
McGuire. Oh. McCoy. McBride.
Oh, McGee.
McGee. No, that's me. McNutt. McGowan.
Well, I guess I gotta show you I'm meat business.
Oh, dear.
Now take him away, lady. Oh. That'll teach him to get fresh with slugs, McGinty.
McGinty,
that's it. Hey, McGinty.
Bibber and Molly will be back in just a moment. For more than 50 years, the makers of Johnson's Wax have done their best to provide their customers with the finest polishes that can be made. Scientists are constantly at work in the Johnson Wax laboratories, developing new products, perfecting old ones. When you buy any one of the famous Johnson Wax polishes, you know that you'll be getting complete satisfaction. Before any new product is offered for sale, it's thoroughly tested, both in the laboratory and by hundreds of users. From one end of this country to the other, we can almost say from one end of the world to the other, you'll find the most particular housewives depending on Johnson's Wax and the other fine Johnson Wax polishes to keep their homes beautifully clean and shining with the least possible effort and expense. It most certainly pays you to insist on the genuine Johnson's Wax products in their attractive packages. These products include genuine Johnson's Wax, paste or liquid, Johnson's self-polishing glow coat for floors and linoleum, Johnson's Car New for automobiles, Johnson's Cream Wax furniture polish.
Well, you still think circuses are fun, McGee?
Sure I do, in spite of everything. Brings back the old days, Molly.
That's right. You used to be with the circus, huh?
Sure. I'm an old lion tamer.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you ever quit?
I ran out of old lions.
Good night. Good night, all.
Speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, inviting you all to join us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
You Can't Brush Me Off is from Louisiana Purchase. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Echoing among the singing hills.
Johnny, here's the big tent. I'll have to ask an usher where Dawson's private box is, I guess.
Ah, there. Good day, my dear. And hello to you, Windsock.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Boomer?
Hi, Boomer. What you doing here?
Got a temporary appointment as deputy sheriff, Cornpone. On the pickpocket detail.
Oh.
Imagine me on the pickpocket detail. As if picking pockets was ever anything but a detail to me.
So you're a sheriff, eh? Let's see your badge, Boomer.
Quiet little skeptic, aren't you?
You betcha.
Also spelled without the K. Now let me see. What did I do with that badge? Shall we begin, Begin?
Yes, Goon.
Beg pardon?
Yes, Goon.
You read that wrong, Molly. It says, yes, go on.
Oh.
Thank you. Now let me see. Where did I put that sheriff?
Mr. McGee. And so long, Buster, you rat.
The King's Men present The Singing Hills.
A singing hill, a singing tonight. And echoing a song of long ago.
A singing hill, we're singing that night.
That lovely night you said I love you so. The wind in the valley joined in our sweet refrain. But now the wind and I, each night we cry, come back again,
come back again, come back again.
Though you are gone, the song lingers on, still echoing among the singing hills. That magic night of thrills echoes through the hills from far.